It'd be measured a lot against, you know, singing it. And there's, you know, there's nothing I can. And how many albums they got? You know, it's like, yeah. I have a couple, and they have, they have a stack. But I didn't know if I could do it or not. You know,
Axl Rose is undeniably one of the most iconic and polarizing figures in rock history. As the frontman of Guns N' Roses, he rose to a legendary status. But beyond his unparalleled success lies a career riddled with controversies, heated rivalries, and decisions that left fans and bandmates stunned. While Axl has always been known for his fiery personality and perfectionism, even he has moments he regrets, decisions and events that shaped his legacy, for better or worse. From public meltdowns to feuds that shattered friendships, his career is a mix of brilliance and turbulence. On July 2nd, 1991, Guns N' Roses performed at the Riverport Amphitheater in St. Louis, Missouri, a show that would go down as one of the most infamous moments in rock history. Partway through the concert, Axl Rose became visibly agitated after spotting a fan with a camera in the crowd. Cameras were prohibited at the event, and Axl had reportedly already complained about poor security earlier in the night. Mid-performance, he abruptly announced, "Take that! Take it! Get that guy! And if you don't, I'll go down there myself." When security didn't respond quickly enough, Axl dove into the audience to confront the fan himself. After returning to the stage, he said, "Well, thanks to the lame-ass security, I'm going home," and stormed off. This sudden exit left both the band and the audience in shock, sparking a full-scale riot as fans destroyed the venue and clashed with police. The aftermath was catastrophic. Over 60 injuries were reported, extensive damage was done to the venue, and the band faced $200,000 in damages. Axl himself was hit with multiple lawsuits and an arrest warrant for inciting a riot, but avoided arrest by staying out of Missouri for years. The incident received widespread media coverage, cementing Axl's reputation as an unpredictable and volatile performer. Although Axl has remained largely unapologetic about the specifics of the incident, it's easy to see how this public loss of control left a lasting stain on his career. The riot added to the image of Axl as unreliable and temperamental, an image that would plague him for decades to come. In his defense, Axl later claimed in a 1992 interview with Kurt Loder for MTV that poor security and frustrations with the venue had been building up throughout the evening, saying, "It's not like I just decided to throw a fit out of nowhere. There were reasons, but people don't see those." In the mid-1990s, Guns N' Roses, once one of the biggest rock bands in the world, came to a standstill. Central to this collapse was the feud between Axl Rose and guitarist Slash. The two clashed frequently over the artistic direction of the band. Slash wanted to stay true to their raw, hard rock roots, while Axl pushed for more experimentation and sought greater creative control. These differences ultimately led to Slash's departure in 1996, marking the end of the band's iconic lineup. The fallout was massive. The chemistry that had made Guns N' Roses legendary seemed irreparably lost. Fans were deeply disappointed, and critics described the band as little more than Axl's personal project. The departure of other key members, like bassist Duff McKagan and drummer Matt Sorum, solidified the perception of a fractured band. While Axl rarely speaks about this period, he later admitted some regret in an interview with USA Today, saying, "We were just two different people with two different visions. But in hindsight, maybe there were better ways to handle it." This acknowledgement raised hopes among fans that reconciliation might one day be possible. That hope became a reality in 2016, when Axl and Slash set aside their differences and reunited on stage after two decades apart. However, the breakup in the 1990s remains one of the most pivotal moments in their careers and the legacy of Guns N' Roses. For nearly 15 years, Guns N' Roses fans were left waiting for an album that seemed more myth than reality. Chinese Democracy, first teased in 1994, became infamous as one of the most delayed albums in music history. Behind the scenes, Axl Rose's perfectionism took center stage, driving the project into a constant state of revision. Studio sessions spanned years, with countless musicians contributing and several producers cycling in and out, causing an estimated production cost of $13 million. A staggering amount that made it one of the most expensive albums ever created. The endless delays tested fans' patience, with many becoming skeptical that the album would ever see the light of day. By the time Chinese Democracy finally released in 2008, the anticipation had reached unrealistic levels. fans and critics alike, approached the album with immense expectations, but its reception was mixed at best. While some praised its ambitious production and new sonic direction, others criticized it for feeling overproduced and lacking the raw energy that defined Guns N' Roses' earlier work. Axl, however, dismissed critics who questioned the prolonged production time, defending his perfectionist approach. In a rare interview with Billboard, he stated, "I don't regret the time it took. I wanted it to be the best it could be, and I'm proud of what we accomplished." But pride aside, the delays and massive changes to the band's lineup during the album's creation alienated many fans, reinforcing the perception that Guns N' Roses had become a shadow of its former self. Axl's perfectionism here was both a gift and a curse. While the album showcased his determination to create something meaningful, it also highlighted his inability to let go and accept imperfections, a trait that haunted much of his career. Ultimately, Chinese Democracy remains a divisive chapter in Guns N' Roses' history, a monument to Axl's ambition, but also to the consequences of unrelenting perfectionism. Axl Rose's turbulent relationship with the media became a defining factor of his public persona. Throughout the 1990s and early 2000s, his aggressive public outbursts and hostile approach to journalists alienated much of the press. Axl often lashed out verbally in interviews or on stage, and his unwillingness to filter his frustrations only added fuel to the perception of him as volatile and combative. One infamous example occurred during a 1992 interview with Rolling Stone, when Axl abruptly stormed out after being pressed about his personal life, leading to a widely publicized fallout. Another instance was his tirade at a 2002 press conference promoting the band's tour, where he dismissed criticism and reporters' questions with profanity-laden remarks. His mistrust of the press ran so deep that over time, he limited interviews to avoid scrutiny altogether. Axl also became known for using his concerts as a platform to vent his frustrations. During a 1993 show in Argentina, he openly slammed critics and media outlets, accusing them of distorting the band's image for headlines. These moments may have given Axl a sense of catharsis, but often backfired, further damaging his reputation rather than repairing it. In the years that followed, Axl quietly withdrew from many public appearances and drastically reduced his media presence. His choice to avoid interviews, especially between 2002 and 2008 during the delayed release of Chinese Democracy, hinted at an underlying realization that his earlier outbursts had caused more harm than good. Though Axl rarely reflects on this topic publicly, his retreat from the spotlight might suggest some regret. By stepping back, he likely sought to protect both his image and the creative integrity of Guns N' Roses, recognizing how his public behavior had overshadowed his music at times. Even so, the legacy of these moments lives on, continuing to shape public perception of Axl as a fiery, unpredictable figure in rock history. Throughout his career, Axl Rose developed a reputation for starting concerts hours late or canceling them outright, a behavior that left many fans disillusioned and solidified his image as unreliable. These delays and cancellations were a recurring theme, particularly in the 1990s and 2000s, and created tensions between Guns N' Roses and their audience. A clear example of this happened at the 2006 Download Festival in the UK, where Guns N' Roses kept the audience waiting for over an hour past their scheduled start. The delay, combined with sound issues and a disjointed performance, left the crowd visibly disappointed. Another infamous incident occurred in 2010 in Dublin, where Axl arrived late yet again. Fans reacted by booing, leading the band to briefly leave the stage before reluctantly returning to finish the show. Cancellations were just as damaging to the band's reputation. In 1991, during a show in Montreal on the Use Your Illusion tour, a combination of technical issues and Axl abruptly ending the set led to a full-blown riot. Fans trashed the venue and clashed with authorities, creating chaos that echoed the earlier St. Louis incident. These moments painted Axl as a volatile artist with little regard for his audience, frustrating longtime supporters and burning bridges with venues and concert promoters. In a 2012 USA Today interview, Axl admitted that many of these delays often spiraled out of control, saying, "Sometimes things would spiral out of control behind the scenes, and before I knew it, everything was delayed. I regret how those moments reflected on the band." His admission gives a glimpse into how he saw those incidents, but for the majority of fans, the damage to his reputation was already firmly established.